All right, let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 19. Proverbs 19. I'd like to read verse 17. Proverbs 19, 17. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. Now, this scripture declares without a doubt that the Lord Jesus Christ has made himself to be one that will repay everything that is done or given to the poor in his name and honor according to his will. And let me just tell you who the poor are. It's those that are spiritually poor. The word poor here means dangling, just dangling, poor, impotent. You know, we talk about poverty in this nation, this world. Humanly speaking, there's always something that can be done. I mean, we've got poor children, poor this, poor that, poor countries, poor. But I'm going to tell you something. There's always a helping hand. Either the poor himself can do something. They can scratch out something. They can eat grass if they have to. But I'm talking about poor. I'm talking about when there is nothing that anyone can do. Nothing. Dangling is the word. Poor. The weak. The needy. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given, he, the Lord, will pay him again. Now, I'm going to say something about this at the end of this message, but I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 25. There's a reference in my Bible to this passage of Scripture. From that Scripture, right there. When I was in Proverbs, right there in my margin, there was a reference to Matthew 25, and the Lord Jesus Christ has set forth perfectly the meaning of Proverbs 19:17. And I want us to look at Matthew in reference to Proverbs 19:17. I want us to listen to the Lord as he expounds the meaning of that passage. Matthew 25, verse 31. I'm just going to go ahead and read 31 to 46, and then we'll just look at the verses. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. He shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For, or because, I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. Naked, you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison, you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty, gave thee drink, or saw thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungered, you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, you took me not in. Naked, you clothed me not. Sick and in prison, you visited me not. Then shall they also answer, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered, or thirst, or stranger, or naked, or sick, prison, did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. The Lord is speaking of the day of judgment. He says in verse 31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory. When the Lord Jesus Christ came the first time, he came in humiliation. He came as the servant of Jehovah. He was despised and he was rejected of men. He was a man of sorrows. He was acquainted with grief. He subjected himself to sufferings and even the death of the cross. But when he comes back, this is according to the Lord's word. He said, when he comes back, he said, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, in all of the glory of his perfections, in his divine nature, he's coming back as the judge. And the scripture says, when he comes back in all of his glory and all the holy angels with him, all of them, all the holy angels, those that did not fall in rebellion against the Lord, all of the elect angels, the scripture says, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. He's going to come in absolute majesty. All the angels of heaven going to be, and he's going to sit down. Now, what's going to happen that day? Well, just hold your place there. Turn back a few pages, Matthew 13, 24 to 30. Matthew 13, 24. To 30. This is what's going to happen. He'd given a parable about some tares and some wheat. You know the story of the tares and the wheat and how the wheat was sown and then, but the tares sprung up. This is what they asked the servants of the master that had sown, had the wheat sown. They said, you want us to go back and tear out those tares? And this is what he says, no. Verse 30, Matthew 13, 30. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Now, I want you to look over and just back a little bit to verse 39, that same chapter, Matthew 13, verse 39. He gives an explanation. He said, no, just leave them alone. In the day of the harvest, I'll send the reapers out. Well, what is he talking about, Lord? It says, verse 39 of Matthew 13, the enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. The reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels. They shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. What's going to happen in this last day? Well, according to the Scriptures, here's what's going to happen. The Son of Man is going to return in his glory, and all the holy angels with him. And all of these angels, the reapers, are going to gather together out of all this earth, everybody, there's going to be a great harvest. And the Scripture says back in Matthew 25 and verse 32, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he, that is the Lord, shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Every person that has ever been born into this world is going to be gathered. And they're going to stand before God. And the Lord himself is going to separate them. That's what we just read. He said the angels are going to gather them. And the Lord's going to separate them. The Lord who knows the sheep from the goats. And he separates them. And he's going to put the sheep on his right hand. He's going to put the goats on his left. That's what he said. And then the Scripture says, and then shall, in verse 34, the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Here's what the Lord is going to reveal, and this is what everybody's going to understand in that day. Now, they're all standing before the judge, the Lord, the Son of Man, in his glory. All the holy angels have gathered all the people that's ever lived on this earth. And they're standing there in two great masses, one on one side, one on the other. And he's going to say to those on his right hand, come, you that are blessed of my Father, you whose names were written in heaven. That's what he said. Don't, you know, blessed because your name written in heaven. You that were chosen before the foundation of the world. You that were given to me as the surety. You know these things are so. You that I laid down my life for. I laid down my life for the sheep. Carl's sheep standing over here, and he said, now you come on in. You blessed of my Father. He says, inherit the kingdom prepared for you before there was ever a human being ever made. The kingdom was there. The kingdom was prepared. Every mansion marked was prepared. I don't understand the fullness of that, but I do know this. You know, in my Father's house are many mansions. And I go to prepare a place for you. Well, this place right here, when he said that, I go to prepare a place, he was going to the cross, I can tell you that. He was going to the cross. But this inheritance has forever stood. And now he's telling these sheep, you that have been everlastingly blessed of my Father, you that are predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, you that are robed in my righteousness, all according to God's good pleasure. He worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. You that possess an inheritance. You that are heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. You that have been made kings and priests unto God by Jesus Christ, enter in. This inheritance was not theirs by their own merit or industry. It was a gift, an inheritance. The children don't prepare the inheritance that their parents leave them. That just, whatever is left is strictly up to the parents. He said, I want you to enter in to that which was prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And he said, this is the reason for, because. Here's the evidence of your inheritance. And he gave them these things that he said, I was hungry, you gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was naked, you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison, you came to me. And the righteous that are standing there, they're going to say, Lord, when? When did we see you hungry, thirsty, stranger, naked, prison? When? And the Lord is going to say unto them, verily, verse 40, I say unto you, inasmuch as you've done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. Now listen to me. Without a doubt, I would never take anything away from the kindness and the generosity and the liberality that a believer has for another human being. I mean, we're commanded. Look at 1 John 3:16 to 18. I'll read this. 1 John 3:16. The scripture says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Now listen to me. I'm gonna tell you something. We're commanded. You see somebody and they're in need. Truly in need. I'm not talking about freeloaders and so. I'm telling you, I'm embarrassed to say how many times somebody would come here to the church. And you know, when I listen to the stories and I'm thinking, yeah. But I'm talking about somebody that's really, truly in need. And we don't help them. And you can help them. And you can. Shame on us. Shame on us if we don't. How dwelleth the love of God in you? So I'm not taking away from the liberty to be able to help. But what our Lord is revealing here in this amazing truth has something to do with that which is far greater, it's eternal. I can tell you this right now. What he's telling them is, first of all, now listen to this. Now listen to what he's saying. He told them that what they had done to the least of one of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. Now, you cannot separate the body of Christ and the Lord Jesus Christ. I can't separate my head from my body and live. I can't do that. I mean, you know, if one dies, the other one's going to die too. But our head, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Master, and we're the body. We're of His body. We're His body. And when he told these sheep, he said, "What? When you've done it to the least of one of these, my brethren, you've done this to me. I want you to enter in. Because I was hungry and thirsty and naked and stranger, prison. And you did something for me. You come on in." Lord, what did we do? He said, "Let me tell you what you did to me." And here's what we're going to look at for just a minute. We're going to look at the spiritual implication. Like I said, I don't want to take anything away from the physical. I really don't. But what were they doing? They were doing something more than giving a stranger a coat because he was naked. They were doing more than going down county and going into a jail. I can tell you that. Many are going to stand before the Lord in that day and are going to claim those things. Lord, we had soup kitchens. We had a prison ministry. We had feed the children, you know, and unwed mothers. And we had this, that, and the other. And we've done many marvelous work. We did those things. And the Lord will say, "Depart. I never knew you." What is he saying? It's more than just doing these physical things. I know it is. Now, he's talking to his sheep. Now, the last word that the Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples, what was it? I can tell you, look here. Acts 1:8. He's getting ready to ascend into heaven. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. The scripture says, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth." When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up. Now this is what he told them. He said, "You're going to be witnesses unto me." You know what he told them? He said, "You're going to go and preach the gospel. You're going to go and preach the gospel." And I'm going to tell you, those that have seen the Lord, those that have heard with hearing ears and seeing eyes, and they have a heart to obey. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Is that not right? That's what Scripture says. Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel." The gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of it. It is the power of God unto salvation. Does a person have to hear the gospel to believe? Yes. Yes. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. How are they going to hear without a preacher? How's he going to preach if he's not sent? Now let me tell you what the Lord commended them on right here. Here's what it was. All right, back in 35. He said, "For I was hungered." And he's talking to his sheep now. He just told them, "Enter in. Enter in." I was hungry. Who, Lord? These, the least of my brethren. You do it to them, you did this to me. You do it for them, you did this for me. So when he says, "I was hungry," he's talking about them. He says, "I was hungered, spending money for that which was not bread and laboring for that which did not satisfy." That's what Isaiah 55:2 says. That's what the natural man does. He said, "I was hungry and you gave me meat." He's talking to them concerning himself. He says, "I was hungry." I'm going to tell you something. The sheep of God come into this world. They're born in trespasses and sins. And they're doing just exactly what everybody else is doing. They're walking around in this world. And they do not even realize what's going on until the Spirit of God gives them a new heart. And gives them a new hunger. Blessed are those that hunger and hunger and hunger and thirst after righteousness. He said, "I was hungry. Made so by the grace of God. Made willing in the day of God's power. I didn't even know I was hungry until the Lord revealed it to me. I thought I'd filled myself, Carl. I'd just, you know, I made a profession of faith. I'd been baptized 3 times, just in case. There's no problem with me until Almighty God was pleased to cross my path, and all of a sudden I realized I got to have more than I can produce. I was hungered, and you gave me meat. He said, through the preaching of the gospel, that which I commanded you to do, you preached the gospel. He's talking to his people. You preached the gospel to me, to my people. You gave me meat. And I, by my power and grace, through the preaching of the gospel, filled you with the bread of heaven myself. But he had told them, you go into all the world and preach the gospel. And he said, that's what you did. I was hungry. He said, I was thirsty. And you gave me drink. You preached the truth and told me of the fountain of living waters. And faith was given. And that satisfaction of that slaking thirst was filled. He says, I was a stranger in verse 35. Here, Peter, through the inspiration of God's Spirit, wrote this down. I made this. 1 Peter, I'll read this to you. 1 Peter 1, 1 and 2. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. The Lord said, I was a stranger. It's like these right here. My people were scattered. Scattered. Scattered because of persecution. Scattered because of God's will. Scattered according to God's purpose. And he said, I was a stranger. A foreigner. Like those in Ephesus, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, without knowledge of God. And he said, you preached to me. You preached the gospel to me. And you took me in. I looked at that up right there. Took me in. It means, you'll understand. Like a net that was thrown. And pulled. Does that mean we have in our power to do that? What do? We preach the gospel. Who's going to do the gathering? The Lord. The Lord. But he said, I was a stranger. And you took me in. You fellowshipped. There was fellowship with me. Verse 36. What else did we do? He said, I was naked. With no righteousness before God. The only righteousness that a man's born with is the filthy righteousness of those rags of his own making. He said, I was naked. Like Adam and Eve. What did they do? They made some fig leaves and covered themselves. You know, Lord, he's speaking to his people. But what they've done, this group here that they love the gospel, preach the gospel, support the gospel, because it's the gospel of God. It's the gospel that reveals the righteousness of Christ. And he said, I was naked. And what did he do? You clothed me. How, Lord? You set forth me and my imputed righteousness. I'm going to tell you something. Tell me about the righteousness that clothes me before God. He said, I was sick. That's what he says in verse 36. I was sick from the sole of my foot to the crown of my head. There was no soundness, no wholesomeness in me, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores from the fallen Adam. And you visited me, declaring me unto my people, those that were sick, Me. My body. I was sick, and you declared me the great physician, the healer of the brethren, the one that makes the sick whole. You declared me the great good Samaritan, the one that pours in oil and wine. He said, I was in prison, bound in trespasses and sins, captive to the prince of this world. And you came unto me and declared unto me in my brethren that I am the great deliverer, the one that's strong, the strong man that came in and bound one that had you captive, and I took captivity captive. He said, that's what you did. And they said, Lord, verse 38, when? When did we do this to you? When did we see you stranger, naked, sick, prison? And the king shall say, verse 40, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you've done it unto the least of one of these my brethren, you've done it unto me. Listen, let me tell you something. You say, well, I'm not a preacher. No, but you love the gospel, you that believe, and you support it, and you pray. That's what Paul said, brethren, pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Support the gospel. Pray for the gospel. Pray for the ministry. Pray God's will be done. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Lord, call your people out. Let me tell you something. Sheep are all in the ministry. We're all in the ministry. The Lord set every one of us in exactly where he has. He said, this is what you did for me. You preached the gospel of Christ to those that were hungry, and thirsty, and naked, in prison, and sick. That's what you did. You enter in because you believed me. By faith that the Lord gave them. I'm not going to give anybody any undue credit, believe me. It was by faith that they did this. But I'm telling you, that faith that he gave them, it was theirs. That woman that had the issue of blood, she came up and touched the hem of his garment. And he said, woman, thy faith has made thee whole. And he's going to say, verse 31, to them on his left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Because I was hungry, you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, you took me not in. Naked, you clothed me not. Sick, prison, you didn't visit me. And then shall they answer him, Lord, when saw we thee hunger, thirst, stranger, naked, sick, prison, and didn't minister unto thee? And he shall answer unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. You know what he was saying? He said, when you went through your religious rituals and listened and believed that salvation was by your works, and by your decision, and by your will, and you did not preach the gospel, you did not preach the truth, you didn't do it to me. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Paul said in Galatians 1:8, if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel than that which we've preached unto you, let him be accursed. That's what the Lord just said. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Honor, glory, and praise given unto the Lord is given unto the Lord when the gospel is preached to God's people. He told me, he said, when you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. When you did it to the poor in spirit, he said, you did it to me. and I'll repay. He said, you enter in. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. Lord, bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake.